很高兴在 July 4th 还能够在这里看到大家。
I'm very happy that I'm able to see you all during July 4th weekend.
刚才也很高兴有机会在美国教会来讲道。
It is my pleasure. I was able to preach in FCON Church also.
没有人不懂。
I would like to share a message with you, and I believe none of us will get confused or perplexed regarding to the topic.
但是说实在，有没有几个真正弄清楚？
And however, I can tell you, not many truly understand this thing either.
Next slide, first slide, please.这是 fully baptized. 我想我们中间还没有受洗，请举下手。
So I'm going to talk about fully baptized. So before I start, I would like to ask anyone of you hasn't been baptized. Could you raise your hand?
哦，或者受洗过了，请举下手。
How about whoever has been baptized? Could you raise your hand?
好
，All right.
好，那个，应该所有都受洗了啊。我想。
So many of you have been already been baptized.
或是假设大家知道。
Perhaps you think you know.
Yeah. 好，所以我希望这个信息呢，也是给所有已经受洗，甚至认为自己很清楚的人。
So once again, I would like to share with the theme of baptism. Perhaps you think you know, or those who have already been baptized, I would like to give you a review.
首先我跟你分享，在不久之前，洛杉矶我碰到一个姐妹，还有一个弟兄，他们遇见了大问题。
I would like to share with you an incident that a brother and a sister who have encountered a big trouble in their life back in California.
一个叫姑且称她为马姐妹的，她遇见这样的事情，就是她来到我们面前跟我们说，她现在遇见一个问题。她一年多前信主，但她遇见一个老公劈腿的问题。
So a lady came to me say, Pastor, the sister whose name is Sister Ma, she say, I've been baptized a year ago. Now I have a problem because my husband is having an affair.
才后来才知道，原来她老公劈腿还不止一次，她老公劈腿记录已经超过十几次。
And later on, she discovered her husband not only had just one affair. Actually, her husband has having multiple affairs more than 10 in the past.
请问我们中间做太太小姐的，你希望嫁给这样的老公吗？请举下。
So I would like to ask a sister among us. You know, would you like to marry someone like that? Please raise your hand. So, you know, the husband is truly an evil troublemaker. So, another person, let me call him Mr. Low, Brother Low. His property has been confiscated by federal government. So, in one day, all of his property is gone.
可是很冤枉哎，他曾经啊捐了几十万了给一个那个基督教的宣教机构啊。
But look at this person. He wasn't bad. He used to donate tens of thousands of dollars to Christian organizations.
所以你说到底怎么帮助到他们呢？
Then let me ask you, how would you help this too?
你说他们做了什么错事情啊？
Perhaps you ask yourself, what have they done wrong?
好，我们来请看《使徒行传》二章三十八节。
So that's read from Acts 2:38.
好，彼得说啊，我们一起来念中文来。
That's all read out loud together in Chinese first.
彼得说你们要悔改。Yeah.奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
So let's read English together. Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
所以今天要跟大家分享的就在这里，总共只有三点。
So I would like to share only 3 points with you today.
很简单，这里说有三件事情。第一个，我们人要悔改，转向上帝。
So very simple, 3 points. Very first one, all of us need to repent.
第二个，相信救主耶稣，然后我们受洗归到他名下。
Secondly, accept the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and be baptized.
第三件事情说，如果你这样做的话呢，你就会可以领受上帝给你的礼物，叫圣灵。
The third point is very simple. If you have done the above two, then you will receive a gift from above. That is the Holy Spirit.
所以我们当我们悔改信了耶稣的时候，上帝给我们两种礼物。
So once we repent and turn ourselves back to God, God will give us two gifts.
一个是救恩，一个是圣灵。
One is the grace of forgiveness. Second is the Holy Spirit.
好，接着我们就看第一项悔改。
So let us focus on the very first point, repentance.
这个 icon 我相信你应该看得懂吧。
I believe you all recognize this simple symbol.
就是 make a U-turn.
That is making a U-turn.
所有你做的事情错了就倒过来走就对了。
That means whatever you have done wrong, just make a turn.
我现在跟你讲，那个马女士出的问题是什么。
Let me tell you what the problem of this sister Ma.
原来她现在的老公呢是她第二个老公。
It turned out this her current husband is her second husband.
她为什么 marry 现在这个 husband 呢？
Do you know why she married to this husband right now?
因为她前面那个婚姻的时候，她就跟这个现在的老公劈腿。
Because while she was having her own first marriage, she had an affair with this second husband.
所以她劈腿在先。
So, and therefore, she first committed adultery.
那是在她信耶稣之前的事。
That was before she accepted Jesus.
那现在呢，她就得到十倍的报应。
And now she has received tenfold of return.
我们每个人在做一个坏事之前都不知道会有另外有十次的报应在
身上。So many of us, while we were committing a crime or mistake, we didn't know we will receive a tenfold of coming.
我就跟她讲。
And therefore I told her,
你知道你中了什么？你今天收那个事情吗？
Do you know what you sow is what you're going to reap?
所以我跟他说，你可不可以，你应该告诉你前面的老公，跟他说我对不起你，是我对不起你，请你原谅我。
And therefore, I said to her, you have to face your ex-husband and told him, I'm sorry, please forgive me.
他说对啊，我最近才明白他那个时候多痛苦。
And she said, oh, now I do understand how much suffering and pain he was going through.
后来一个多礼拜以后，她跟我讲，她说她真的鼓起勇气跟她的 ex 的老公在电话中间告诉她，她承认她错了，她对不起她，请她前任的丈夫原谅她。
A week later, she told me she finally was courageous enough and made a phone call to her ex-husband and asked for his forgiveness and admitting that she was wrong.
她说电话那一端听见她那个老公非常的情绪非常的激动。
And she said she can sense the other side of the phone line was full of emotion.
所以这个叫做悔改。
This is what I call repentance.
还有讲到那个洛弟兄。
Then let us look at this brother Lo.
这个老兄呢，聪明绝顶。
This brother is very smart.
但是他喜欢好大喜功。
And however, he was being very prideful.
他非法集资。
And so he illegally tried to accumulate quite a bit of wealth.
我在这个过去多少年日一直要劝他，他对一些成功的看法是错误的。
So in the past years, I continue to remind him what his view of success is wrong.
但是我已经到一个程度，我不想再跟他说什么。
But however, I had said enough to a point I gave up.
我也不是他教会的牧师。
Because I wasn't the pastor of his church.
这一次，他跟他太太一起坐在我面前。
And now,He and his wife were sitting right before me.
然后我什么劝勉我都不想讲。
So I had no heart to give them any more encouragement.
Or any instruction.
Or giving them any instruction.
我说你讲讲看吧。
I said to him, just think about it.
不是，我说你讲讲看你现在目前最近怎么样。
Just tell me this, the situation you're facing now.
他说我是一个好大喜功的人，我骄傲，我贪心，我不诚实。
You say I'm a greedy person. I'm dishonest. I'm very prideful. I'm arrogant.
我就转过头来跟他太太讲。
Then I turned to his wife.
我说我今天想跟他讲的话呢，就是这些话。
I say, this was the things I was about to say to him.
但是我觉得我现在不需要跟他讲。
However, I find out it is unnecessary now.
我说在我面前这个人是我从来不认识的他。
He say, now this person who is sitting right before me seems like a stranger to me.
我说我非常高兴。
I say, I'm so pleased.
然后他太太说，哦。By the way, 他大概要被关监牢关五年。
And his wife said to me, "Well, by the way, he is about to be convicted. He might be thrown into prison. Will be sentenced for at least 5 years."
哦，但是他太太说，你跟他太太怎么说？说那也不错。
And you know what's the continuing response from his wife? His wife saying, "Well, that's not too bad."
Yeah.他可以关在牢里面好好反省，还可以在牢里面传福音。
Perhaps once he's in jail, he will have some quiet time and he's able to preach the gospel in prison.
因为他的资产全被查封了，所以他们现在家里面每天读圣经祷告。
Because all of his property has been confiscated and therefore they have nothing to use and they all they were doing Bible study all day long.
看到没有？这个是悔改。
Do you see? This is what I call repentance.
你知道很多人是受洗，但是没有悔改。
Do you know many people receive baptism and yet they did not repent?
有的人在教会里面，我看过很多人受洗，但是我不知道有多少人真正的悔改。
I have seen many people who have been baptized in church, and yet I can tell you honestly.Very few who have true repentance in their heart. I'm not sure how many people got true repentance in their heart.
好，如果受洗了，发生什么事？
So then what will happen if you receive baptism?
悔改以后，
if you truly repent.
好，我们请看 next slide.
Let us continue.
好，请读哥林多前书十二章十三节来。我们不拘是犹太人，是希利人，是为奴的，是自主，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。
Let's read English verse together. For we were all baptized by one spirit, so as form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one spirit to drink. 1 Corinthians 12:13.
你我 receive 领受一个洗礼，是我们肉眼没有看见的。
You and I have received a kind of baptism that is not that couldn't be seen by our naked eyes.
我们所看见的都是进到水里面的这个水洗。
What we have seen is the water baptism.
或者洒水洒在头上的那个水里。
Or sprinkle baptism.
但是这里说，如果我们信了主悔改的时候，领受了一个洗礼， 既不是任何的牧师，也不是教会的谁谁谁为你施洗，而是圣灵把我们施洗进入耶稣基督的身体。
Here we talk about baptism. It's not being officiated by any pastors or church leaders, but rather officiated and done by the Holy Spirit, which has emerged us into one body.
所以第一个的洗礼，一种的洗礼是圣灵使我们施洗进入主耶稣基督的身体，所以我们是他身体的一部分。这个的洗礼是肉眼没有办法看见的。
And this is an invisible baptism that the Holy Spirit baptized all of us into the body of Christ, into as part of His as members of His body.
如果有了这样子的信仰的时候，我们才有公开受洗。作为耶稣基督的见证。
Once we have this conviction and faith, we can proclaim publicly and testify for Christ.
所以使徒行对不起，马太福音第二十八章，请看 next slide。好，耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名为给他们施洗。”
Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
所以在马可福音第十六章也说，信而受洗就必得救。
And therefore, in Mark saying, believe and be baptized, you will be saved.
所以我们信而受洗的人就是这样，请看下一张图。
And this is what a believer who has been baptized.
这张图是今年三月份，左边那位是我心旋律的叶宏光牧师，右边是我。然后我们为着我们一起去以色列的团员，在约旦河里面去经历洗礼，并不是重新受洗，而是去体验一下当年耶稣以及耶稣的门徒在约旦河受洗的这一种的经历。
So this is on the left-hand side is the lead pastor of the organization Melody of My Heart, and on the right-hand side is I myself. We went to a trip in Israel, and we allow members who would like to experience the baptism in the Jordan River. And this is not what we call being baptized. Again, this is just purely allowing people have an experience of the baptism in Jordan River.
所以水洗是一个内在悔改信接受耶稣基督的外在见证。
So the water baptism is merely an expression of the conviction in some and repentance of someone's heart.
受洗在我们这边很平静，快快乐乐过去了。
And to us, a baptism is something very ordinary, and we let it go, and we have seen it one after the other.
但是我跟你讲，其中大有学问。
And actually, I tell you, there are so much involved in with baptism.
在九一年的时候，在我开拓的教会第一次的洗礼，在我家后院。
I still remember when we start to found a church in California. The church held the very first baptism in the swimming pool in my backyard.
是在洛杉矶的十二月份。
And I remember that was in the December, December time frame in Los Angeles.
那时候我没有经验，我就下到游泳池里面。光着脚，穿着那个白袍，跟另外一个牧师为这次受洗的一个个施洗下去上来下去上来。
And at the time, I had no experience. I was wearing white gown with the other lead pastor, and we were in the swimming pool without wearing any shoes. And we asked the member one by one to go to a swimming pool and we baptize them one by one.
那时候我才知道。那十二月份那个的游泳池的池底有多冰多痛。
Only then I realized how cold it was in the day of December at the bottom of the swimming pool.
然后我就希望他快点下来。
And I only wish the person just come quickly and get baptized and get out. I just want to dump them and ask each person to get out right away. So I push them up to the swimming pool and call everyone, just come down quickly. So cold here. And I say to myself, how come so many people want to get baptized today? Actually, there were only three. And after the baptism, I ran up to the swimming pool. And this is only in America. And however, when I traveled to China, Hubei, China, in 1997, I start hearing the condition of their baptism.
They say
they hold the baptism twice a year.
And
the biggest baptism is held in February in Yangtze River.
长江 River， 杨子江 ，OK。然后我问说 ，Why？ 因为我知道我三个都已经受不了。你知道他们那个传道人跑到长江里面，我问他多久？因为我们是 professional， 我比较一下，我三个我受不了。我说你待在那个水里面多久
？So you know, as a professional, so-called professional pastor, I wonder how could the pastor stand for the weather of the river. So as I couldn't stand for three people in December in Los Angeles, so and therefore I asked the local pastor how long and how many people get baptized each time. He said he need to stay in the water at least 3 hours. And I say to him, why do you choose February to be the day for baptism?
他说那个时候啊，神迹才大。
And he said, only that time we can truly see the divine miracle.
他说每一次我们进到那个要受洗的时候，那个热的水就会从那个江里面流过来。
He said, each time when we enter Yangtze River, at that moment, the warm stream of water will flow to us.
哦，他说而且人很多啊。
And he said, and many people get baptized.
他说曾经有一个人
He said there was one case.
因为在他们教会呢，要受洗之前要经过一个悔改的班级，跟他们讲悔改的道理，他们都悔改以后才下到水里面。
So before the baptism, they need to go through a qualification, and they want to make sure each member have attend repentance class. So this person was attending this repentance class.
这个人没有参加那个。
Oh, this particular person did not attend the repentance class.
但是他还是要报名参加。
And however, he still registered. He desired to be baptized.
所以他们一个个进去下来都说，哇，这个水是暖的。
So as each person go down to the water one by one, each person say, "Wow, the water is warm and comfortable."
只有到了这个人一下水里面说，哦，太冷了，我不要受洗，我这次不受洗了。
And when it comes to this person's turn, as he entered the water, he say, "Wow, the water is so cold. Let us skip this time. Let me skip this baptism."
所以全教会都知道这个人没有悔改。
So the entire church realized this particular person did not repent.
在美国全教会都搞不清楚谁真正悔改。
And yet in American church, nobody knows who commits the true repentance.
在中国太简单了。
And yet it was so evident in China.
所以他们非常高兴，二月份在长江里面来一次大的洗礼。
And therefore they would like to hold the baptism in February, and they can truly show people's true color.
有一次中间有一个生病的人，他要受洗。
And one day there was a person who was sick, and he desired to be baptized.
他有严重的胃病。
And he has a severe stomach problem issue.
所以那个他们家人要求点水礼，不想让他进到冰的长江的里面。
And therefore, his family member made a request saying, "Can he receive sprinkle baptism and not asking him to get into Yangtze River.
他们教会说不行，你还是要进去。
And yet the church said no, you have to receive the full baptism.
然后这个他们的 family member 就跟他们说，你们不了解病人的痛苦。
And the family member said, you leaders have no compassion. You don't understand people who are the suffering of the patients.
Yeah. 所以你觉得讲对不对？
Don't you agree?
对，他觉得教会不了解病人，怎么要求这种事情？
Of course, people say, you know, the leaders have no idea about suffering of people. The church has been unreasonable.
然后教会就给他一句话。
Then the church respond with one word.
你们不了解上帝的恩典。
That you don't understand the grace of God.
所以他们后来就决定让他去洗礼。
Then finally, the family members agree to let him to get into the river and be baptized.
但是他下去的时候，他披了一个棉被下去。
And however, when he was about to receive the baptism, he brought his comforter wrapped around himself while entering the water.
但是他进去以后把那个脱掉，因为他觉得那个水很热，他就上来了。
And however, as he was entering half in, he went up and take off the comforter and went back in, for the water was so hot.
然后一个礼拜以后，他的病就好了。
A week after, he was completely healed.
这是上帝在水里里面行做的奇妙大事。
And this is the miracle work God has done in the water.
大卫鲍森牧师，英国的圣经权威，曾经在他的讲道里面分享了这样一个见证。
A Bible scholar of England, David Paulson, he had shared a testimony, in part of his book.
他说在英国有一个家伙呢，非常思念他过去的一个朋友，他就一直希望能够找到他那个好朋友。
He said there was a person in England who missed his dear friend so much, and he had a great desire to see his friend again.
但他不知道他的朋友在英国什么地方。
And however, he had no idea where his friend is in Great Britain.
于是他就找英国的灵媒，就是有些通灵的，就询问说我怎么样可以找到我的朋友。
And therefore, he tried to find out his friend by going through spirit medium.
所以那个灵媒就跟他讲说，我看到一个长得怎么样怎么样的房子，你的朋友就在这个住在这个屋子里面。
So this spirit medium told this person, say, now I have a vision of a particular type of house, and your friend is in that house now.
他说他形容那个房子长什么样，大概在什么地方。
So spiritual medium saying, I believe the house is in a particular area, and I can describe the outlook of the house for you.
他说我不敢很准确的告诉你他的地址是什么。
And yet he said, I cannot truly pinpoint and give you the exact address of the house.
但是有一件事情我可以非常确定可以告诉你。
And however, there's a word I can tell you for sure.
因为你的朋友已经死了。
Because your friend has already died.
而且他死在哪一年哪一月哪一天。
Not only that, he was dead on particular month, particular day, and particular year.
所以他那个朋友不死心，他说我就按照这个线索我还是去找。
And yet, this person who asked for this, who went to a spirit medium, didn't want to give up. He's still trying to find his friend by going by the description of the image being described.
他终于找到那个房子。
Finally, he found the house.
而且他就进去敲门找人。
So he went to the house and knocked on the door.
Surprise!
What a surprise!
他的朋友真的住在那个房子。
His friend actually lived in that house.
而且他活着。
And yet his friend is alive.
他说我怎么找到你啊？
And he said to himself, how can I truly find you?
他说你不是死了吗？
Aren't you dead?
他说你不是应该死在哪一年哪一月哪一日不死了吗？
He said, aren't you supposed to be dead on the particular month, particular day and particular year?
那朋友说对啊。
And his friend responded, yes, indeed.
因为那一年那一月那一日就是我受洗的那一天啊。
Because the day you have mentioned is the day I received baptism.
而且我现在已经是牧师了。
And now I'm a pastor now.
你知道吗？圣经上面说受洗是归入基督的死。
Don't you know that we, according to the scripture, we baptize into our Lord Jesus Christ's death?
再起来的是复活的主。
And when you come up, you resurrect with our Lord Jesus.
这是我们要知道洗礼真实就是按照圣经所说的。
So we need to understand the meaning and the outcome of that baptism is just like the scripture description.
所以我们不只是悔改信了耶稣。
So not only we need to repent and believe in Jesus.
那个时候圣灵把我们施洗进入耶稣基督的身体。
So we allow Holy Spirit to baptize us into the body of Christ.
并且还要进入水洗来见证我们内心的悔改。
And then we need to also go through the water baptism to testify the conviction of our heart.
只是不只是这样。
And yet it's not only so.
我们接下来看有四段的圣经，每一段圣经都指向同样一件事情，从马太、马可、路加、约翰四本福音书全部指向另外一个洗礼。
And then we need to see there is one more baptism being described in all four Gospels. They all point to the same baptism.
More than water baptism. 不只是水洗。
It's a baptism more than water baptism.
请好来读马太福音三章也一起来。
Matthew 3:11. 谁给你们施洗，叫你们悔改，但那在我以后来的能力比我更大，我就是给他提鞋也不配，他又用圣灵与火与你们施洗。
这是 John the Baptist， 这是施洗约翰说的，他说我用水给你们施洗，但是呢我以后在我以后来的他这个人比我更有能力，我根本不配，他要用什么为你们施洗啊？圣灵与火。好。
So John the Baptist said, I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandal I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with Holy Spirit and fire.
然后接着同样在马可福音一章八节讲到同样的事情。
The same incident being described, has been described in Gospel of Mark 1:8.
同样是施洗约翰这么说，请大家一起念。
John the Baptist once again said, I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
好，同样的，施洗约翰这么说。接着我们来看路加福音三章十六节。
The same word being said by John the Baptist. Let us continue on to Luke 3:16.John answered them all, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I will come, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
第四段圣经，施洗约翰就讲，同样的讲，有一个人要来为他们用火跟水，用圣灵施洗的，但是他这一次呢，讲了那一个的记号，他原来不肯定是谁，但是当他看到一个 sign 的时候，他就知道那一个人是谁了。
When John the Baptist mentioning about this particular baptism, before he was not sure who is this particular person, but now the incident being described in Gospel of John is the time when John the Baptist was very sure who that person is.
他说当我看见圣灵降在谁身上，谁就是那个以圣灵施洗的。
John the Baptist said, "The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.
然后使徒约翰看到了下面这一幕。
Then John the Baptist start to see the image and vision of the following.
Next slide. 所以这当主耶稣在约旦河受洗上来的时候，天开了。父神说这是我的爱子，但同时有圣灵如仿佛像鸽子降在他身上。
So when Jesus entered the water and he came up, and John the Baptist said, Now I see, and the sky opened, and people heard the voice from above. This is my son whom I love. And John the Baptist describing, and he saw the Holy Spirit came on Jesus like dove.
所以他说，施洗约翰说，人像他自己为别人水洗，但是有另外一个洗礼，有另外一个洗礼是耶稣基督亲自为我们施洗，是让我们施洗进入了圣灵。
So John the Baptist was mentioning, the baptism can be performed just by people like him. However, there is one more baptism will be officiated by Jesus himself.
所以耶稣在复活升天的时候，还没有升到天上去以前，他跟这些门徒讲了一个很重要的事情。
And therefore, before the ascension of Jesus, he said a very important word to his own disciples.
在使徒行传一章四到五节，
In Acts 1 verse 4 to 5.
好，我们请读。
May we read together? One occasion.
不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的。约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。
So on one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized in water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
所以听见他话的这些门徒就很听话，就是在耶路撒冷等候他们恒切的祷告，等了十天以后，事情发生了。
So when the disciple after the disciple heard this word, they were all very obedient. They stayed in Jerusalem and waiting for something to happen.
虽然耶稣跟他们说你们要传福音直到地极，但是跟他说你们必须等到圣灵从上面降临下来。
Even though Jesus gave them a great commission that they need to preach the gospel to the end of earth, and yet they say you have to wait. You have to wait first until the Spirit come down from heaven.
然后他们五旬节的时候，我们这个六月八号的时候就是五旬节啊，这个是上个月五旬节。
So,
然后现在他们看见了这个。
So.What they have seen something happen during Pentecost, which is June 8th for this year.
所以那个时候的门徒都受了圣灵的洗。
So all the disciples received the baptism of Holy Spirit on that day.
然后你看这些使徒他怎么看待看重这一个圣灵的洗呢？
And do you know how the disciple view this particular baptism?
你看《使徒行传》第八章十四到十七节。
So let us focus our attention to Acts 8:14-17. Next slide.
因为圣灵还没有降在他们一个人身上，他们只奉主耶稣的名受了洗，于是使徒按手在他们头上，他们就受了圣灵。
Because the Holy Spirit had, when the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to Samaria. When they arrived, they prayed for the new believers there that they might receive the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit had not yet come on any of them, they had simply been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John placed their hands on them, and they received Holy Spirit.
所以使徒非常在意，他们受了水洗信了主很好，但是他们有没有接受到圣灵的洗，他们非常的在意。
So even though it is good, those people did receive water baptism. However, it is in the apostles' mind that there is something else and they need to pay attention, is that whether they have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
这群使徒可能是彼得、约翰等等。
I believe those apostles involved with Peter and John.
但是现在看一下使徒保罗接着登场以后，在使徒行传第十九章，他怎么看待呢？
So let us see, perhaps they were apostles. So let us see Apostle Paul, how he viewed the baptism.
使徒行传第十九章一到六节。就来到以弗所，在那里遇见几个门徒，问他们说，你们信的时候受了圣灵没有？他们回答说，没有。也未曾听见有圣灵赐下来。保罗说，这样你们受的是什么洗呢？他们说是约翰的洗。保罗说，约翰所行的是悔改的洗，告诉百姓当信那在他以后要来的，就是耶稣。他们听这话，就奉主耶稣的名受洗。好，先停在这里。
So we will stop right here.
他们信了主没有？
So have they accept Christ?Did they believe in Christ?
受洗了。
Yes, they believed and was baptized.
他们悔改了没有？
Have they repented?
我想他们悔改了，接受了，相信了耶稣，也奉主耶稣的名受了洗。
So that I believe they believed, they repented, and they were baptized in the name of Jesus.
但是在第六节，保罗做了一件事情，在第六节。
And however, Paul continued on to do one more thing in verse 6.
保罗按手在他们头上，圣灵便降在他们身上，他们就说方言，又说预言。
When Paul placed his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied.
当我们信了主的时候，
When we accept the Lord,
圣灵内住在我们里面。
We do receive the dwelling of Holy Spirit.
但是还有一个 baptism of the Spirit, 那个要 receive 以后才会得着上帝透过圣灵给我们的能力。
And however, there's one more baptism that should be done by the Holy Spirit, and only after that we will receive the power from above.
所以当我们信主真正悔改的时候，有一个看不见的洗礼，是圣灵把我们施洗进入全宇宙信徒的耶稣基督做元首，我们做身体的这个洗礼是进入他的身体。
So once we believe and accept the Lord, we will receive a baptism performed by the Holy Spirit, and the Holy SpiritBaptize us into the body of Christ with the universal all the members of the universe who believe in Christ.
然后我们进入水里面起来，我们以我们的悔改，以这个外在的洗礼作为证，这个见证。
And then we will receive an external baptism.By going into the water and to testify the conviction in our heart.
但是是圣经上面让我们看到，我们还需要经由主耶稣 以圣灵跟火为我们施洗，主耶稣使我们受洗进入圣灵的境的这个领域。
And however, there is one more baptism according to Scripture that all the believers will be baptized by Jesus Himself into the Holy Spirit with fire.
这才是在使徒行传第二章的时候，耶稣在第一章预告，这是圣灵的洗。要以圣灵，你们要领受圣灵的洗礼，就是以圣灵来为他们施洗，所以主耶稣要他们等。
This is the baptism described in Acts chapter 2, which has been foretold by Jesus in Acts chapter 1. Jesus asked them that you need to receive baptism by waiting for it.
这个道理，我想我们很多人只知道其中一部分，或者对我所说的半信半疑。
Perhaps many of us have some had knowledge about this, or you are having doubt about what I have preached.
不过，如果你真的希望为上帝做美好的见证，你必须 receive the power from above.
However, if you do commit yourself to do good work from the kingdom of God, you must receive power from above.
你的救恩的礼物得以完整。
So the gift of salvation can be complete.
请看，今天要跟大家分享的很简单，就是三点。
And therefore, I would like to once again review what I have shared to you.
最下面的第一步骤，悔改，就是调转我们的脚步，无论是在各种不同的道德、信仰、情感等等，调转我们的脚步。
First, we must repent. Whatever sin, wrongdoing we have done, no matter it's in the moral area, in our daily habit, or in our spiritual area, we need toconfess and repent and make a change.
有人受洗很久了，但是他更久的罪从来没有好好去 deal with.
Some people have received the Lord for many years. However, this person never faced and deal with the sin for long ago.
所以我们第一步要从心里面悔改。
And therefore, we must have a repentance, a true repentance from the deep.Of our heart.
接受主耶稣做我们的救主，并且接受洗礼，向世人公开我的信仰。
To publicly accept Jesus into our heart and testify publicly that Jesus is my Lord.
然而，还要接受耶稣基督以圣灵跟火为我们施洗，使我们得着他所赐的能力。来活出以及持续不断在地上为他做美好的见证。
Then we need to receive the baptism by our Lord Jesus with the Holy Spirit and fire so we can continue and persistently to perform the testimony that God wishes us to do on this earth.
所以我们的跟大家分享就在这里，让我等一下愿意为你心里没有感动，知道自己的信仰有所缺乏，可以来到前面，无论是悔改，无论是领受从上头来的能力，我都愿意等一下结束散会的时候，能够有简短的时间为你按手祷告。
Up to this point, I would like to make an invitation.If you are inspired, if you are moved, and you want to make any repentance, or you want to receive the baptism from above and receive the power from above, I invite you to come forward and I will pray for you.
好，我们是会在擘饼之后。
And we will, I will extend the invitation after the Holy Communion.